back. Hi there, this is Sally Alcordi, and we are back with Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox. I just wanted to say that Betty had mentioned, I believe, if I'm not incorrect here, that when something is labeled natural flavorings, that would include aspartame. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. I called Mars directly, and I said, what products have have aspartame in them? And they said, candy bars. And I said, well, I don't see anything on them. He said, oh, it's under natural flavors. And, of course, we went to such an extent that I asked all the doctors to save the children and write an article on how it destroys the brains of our children. And it's on our website, mpwhi.com, called Report for Schools. We got it out of some of the Chicago schools that way in doing so. But here it was, so necessary to save the children, and they turn around, you know, and say, well, now they won't drink the milk, and so we'll just give it to them unlabeled, and they won't know it. And that's just about exactly what the FDA said over the air. You know, if we label it, they're not going to drink it. And so it's, you know, they are intentionally doing this. And between their Agenda 21 and their depopulation, and think about this, because I know you're very interested in vaccines, and so am I too. But did you know that aspartame is also an adjuvant, also in vaccines, and also interacts with vaccines? The children have no way to go.
Dr. Martini,
right.
It's
not listed in the table of excipients for vaccines. You don't see aspartame listed.
No, you don't. I saw it on the cholera package that someone gave me, and someone told me of another product, and you know, then I talked to one of the doctors about it, which was Dr. Roberts, and he said, well, it's an adjuvant. What do you expect? They're putting adjuvants in vaccines, and so aspartame is a logical thing for them to do. But we don't know when there is an, you know, when it's in the vaccine, and of course, we don't know if it's in the aspartame anymore. It has to be in at least 10,000 drugs.
I have to say one thing, and then I'm going to turn it over, the rest of it, to Dr. Martini. It's really easy to pick up the telephone and call the chief federal judge in your state, and it's very important to ask that federal judge to contact the judge in Baltimore that oversees both Fort Detrick and FDA to encourage him to not urge him, not ask him, not order him, but encourage him to, this is a courageous act that James Bredar, we want him to do, and it's a straight administrative order to the FDA commissioner to take aspartame off the market. If this fails, we're in big trouble, and it's, every listener can pick up the phone and call the chief federal judge in your state and ask them to contact James Bredar, in the chief federal judge in Maryland. And this has to work. There's no room for might. And I'm going to hang up now, and I appreciate being on the program, and I want Betty to please amplify everything. She's done brilliant work contacting James Bredar. Please tell them about your letter. Thank you very much, and please give my regards to Ingrid. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Stephen Fox. We appreciate your contributions this evening. Thank you, Betty, for introducing us to him.
I want to give you his the address of the Honorable James Bredar, and it's spelled B-R-E-D-A-R, and it's 101 West Lombard Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. Now, what I did is that wrote him a letter. I actually emailed it to Valerie, his secretary, and then I sent him a 2-day package that had the letter in it, had very important documents in it, had aspartame, September's Aspartame Awareness Month. Even some of the magazines that I wrote for the National Health Federation. But he got a package of all sides of the aspartame, so he would know we're not playing business. You know, this is actually a poison, and we want it off the market. And, Sally, when you talked about if things have been taken off because of the Delaney Amendment, I can quote word for word what Dr. Adrian Grove said to the Senate. And he said the Delaney Amendment, you can't put anything that causes cancer on the market, and therefore you should not even have been able to set an allowable dose of aspartame. So it violated the Delaney Amendment, and if the FDA violates its own law, who is left to protect the public, unquote. Now, that's the quote. So he did that. Now, I went up out to California to the meeting of Proposition 65 as far as noting it as being a carcinogen. And when someone got up and said, remember the Delaney Amendment, I started to get up and say, it failed the Delaney Amendment. Senate was told that it failed the Delaney Amendment. So, in other words, they knew, they sent everything to France. They didn't want anybody to see it. And I'll tell you something else. He's not a doctor, but Jerome Bressler, who did the famous report on the fraud, I called him when he retired and thanked him for what he did. He said, Betty, you got to find those studies. You've got to find them as quick as you can. And I did not even know Jerome Bressler. I said, what stories are you talking about? He says, you never read the Bressler report? I said, yes. He said, didn't you see something missing? I said, yes. But I didn't know what it was. He says, those are the pregnancy warnings. Those are the teratology studies. It causes horrible, horrible kinds of birth defects. And women are walking around drinking diet soda and chewing gum and without any knowledge that their child can be ADD, autism, and it caused cleft palate, just some of the worst, horrible birth defects. And they saw it, and they said, find those records. I want to tell you, it took me 8 years to find them, but they were as horrible as he said. And I went back up to Chicago, and he was in a nursing home, and I handed him the report back with those studies. And the Chicago Tribune said, if you can get those studies, we'll go back and do the real report. Well, let me tell you what, we did and they didn't. And the Chicago Tribune ought to be made to do it and made to tell the truth. Because the story about aspartame is not the truth. This was a Nazi war product that was put on the market, one that they wrote about that was good for euthanasia and good for depopulation. In other words, it was made to kill. And they need to get it. It's in our schools. It's in our hospitals. It's in our drugs. I stopped breathing 4 times. And we have people in 46 countries warning one after another. I think that the Mission Possible France, she was a wonderful person. She lectured to thousands and accidentally fell in front of a train. But I'm telling you that we need the help of the rest of the world. We've translated our material from one language to another language. I've traveled around the world. My lecture on it being a biochemical warfare weapon, you can get on YouTube. You need to make these things available and get them out of your schools, out of your churches, out of your, you know, place of employment, whatever it is. But whatever you do, you need to call Dr. Bredar, because he has the jurisdiction. And if he wants to do that, he can do that. And it's such an important thing that it's the most important thing in front of us, facing us today for the continuation of the human race. And if you think that's not the case, one of the studies that came out in Africa, I think in 2018, said that it is contributing to the cause of the end of humanity. Now, you tell me there's something worse than that, but it depletes serotonin as much as 74%, and that's why you see all these psychiatric and behavioral problems. So that's hospitals need to be known. I bet you I've passed out hundreds and hundreds of magazines on aspartame and different studies, you know, that doctors couldn't really believe it because they tied their hands. I mean, if you're giving them a gastrointestinal drug and the product actually has aspartame, has aspartame in it and it causes gastrointestinal problems, then what are you doing? You're actually not doing anything. You're just making the thing worse. They put a new drug on the market with leukemia. Aspartame causes leukemia, so they put leukemia in the drug. And I keep seeing this over and over and over again, and we've got to do something about it. So if you will, for one little baby tonight, make that call in the morning to the judge who's got the jurisdiction.
Do they put it in a baby formula and baby food?
Well, I know that Dr. Olney got MSG out of the baby food, but I heard that in Europe it was in baby food. And as far as the formula, I don't know, simply because now that they've started putting things out there unlabeled, that even if there were, you know, if there were or were not, there would be no way for us to know. And it was about 6 or 8 months ago that they produced some kind of a gadget on the market that would tell you if food was bad or if something was in a product. I haven't heard anything more from them. But the thing of it is, if you are... They already found out. They said, well, we did test it on juice and regular cola, you know, that was not labeled aspartame, and found it in both. So how much do you think we trust them? And they're just absolutely covering, you know, the planet with all this stuff. And then you've got to consider that they've had, you know, some of them have had vaccines, and then you've got all the other bad stuff from 5G to MSG, which is another excitotoxin, and other different poisons, too, and things that they're allergic to. And then if they're allergic to something, think of somebody. I thought of Chris Christie yesterday. I heard he had COVID, and I thought, oh my goodness, that man has asthma, and it's in some of the asthma products, and it causes severe breathing, you know. And of course, I wrote an article about that and COVID, because it was in the medical book how it causes respiratory failure. So you say we have all these things to contribute. But the one main thing where you'll see a difference is getting aspartame off the market, because we've done this before where, for instance, 1 year we went down to return to Eden, which is a organic place here in Atlanta, and gave out 16-page brochures of just some of the worst cases. And the thing of it is, after about 60 days, you know, they called me up. They said, you're not going to believe what's going on down here. I said, oh, yes, I would. I opened the door this morning, and a woman fell in my arms and said I was blind, and now I can see. Well, that happens when vision is in the wet stage. So imagine these millions of people that are blind, I could see again. Just that one thing from the methanol. And all these people with MS and lupus, you may remember that that the movie was made, Sweet Misery, A Poison World, by Corey Brackett. And I remember the day that she called me, and she says I was in a wheelchair for years, and she said that it was, I had the largest lesion I ever seen in an MS victim. And she said, a movie needs to be made about it. I said, tell me about it. And she said, she says, honey, I own the film company, and I'm on my way to your house. And she went on to make the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and brought in the doctors that are the experts and some of the patients. And really did a wonderful job. But she wouldn't have known if she hadn't read an article about aspartame. And a lot of people will never know unless they happen to read something about aspartame, unless we get it off the market. And that's why, Stephen has said we've had 20 and 30 years to go around the world and plead and try to get companies to take it out, to replace it, all sorts of things, lecture in medical schools and any place that we could go to lecture, to get in front of doctors, anybody that would listen, that would go ahead and try to get it off. We've gone before the Senate and the House in Hawaii and New Mexico. And I met with the man who'd been trying to get it out of the Philippines for years. Well, people wouldn't be trying to get it out of their countries all over the world unless it was killing them. And I can tell you, from being in the hospital, I thought I was dying. I truly did, because I was unable to move, and I was in terrible pain. My legs wouldn't move. I couldn't walk. I stopped breathing. Not only that, it's called postine aspartame toxicity. And rather than explain something technical to you, it has to do with walking and talking and swallowing. So, for instance, I couldn't even swallow water. It would come out of my nose. And I kept choking, and I couldn't eat, and ended up back in the hospital again. And I couldn't understand why I would get home and be okay. And, you know, it didn't take very much longer. I was back in the hospital again because I was using one of these drugs.
I asked you if maybe it was in the drip, because two of my friends who were in the hospital all of a sudden couldn't walk. They were clinging to things to get to the bathroom. And they could barely stand, and that's not why they were there. They weren't there because they couldn't walk, but all of a sudden, when they were in the hospital, they couldn't walk. So is it in the drip? What's going on?
Well, you see, that's just it. Think about this for a minute, Sally, that it's not what you come in the hospital. It's what you get when you get in the hospital. I mean, I came in for one thing. As soon as they gave me the first drug with aspartame, I had a heart attack. I mean, then they gave me some more and for C. diff, and aspartame is number 7, I think, on the list of 92 symptoms as far as diarrhea. So then I got that. Then I got a heart attack again. I mean, it wasn't, it was just continually. Every time they gave me something, I'd stop breathing or unable
folks,
to walk.
Living in a
and
world
have
the
to
likes
carry
of which
me.
We've never
we'll
perceived
right
any clearer
Betty
than
Martini.
We do now.
Please stick
the plan
around.
For global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on Immunize Wisely. Ingrid Castle is away this week, but she'll be back next week. And our guest this evening, we are so honored to have Dr. Betty Martini, the world's foremost authority on aspartame. And I'm going to let you continue, but I would like to get to the issue of our planes being imperiled by the people who the pilots drinking aspartame and the effects that could have on them, perhaps after the next break. But please continue, Dr. Martini.
Well, actually, that is something I've been wanting to bring up. First of all, I started Mission Possible Aviation because a pilot came to Atlanta, and he said, I got in touch with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he sent me to you. He said, dumb I'm not. He said, but I couldn't make a decision on aspartame. And he says, I survived, but I did hit into a tree, and I had somebody with me. We got 660,000 pilots out here or something like that. And he says, you've got to help me, will you? And I said, well, I'm happy to do so. And so Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote up the article. You could put it in aspartame pilot alert, but you also bring it up different ways, critical problems, you know, with aviation. But the interesting thing, when I put Dr. Blaylock's paper out again just recently because of Aspartame Awareness Month, I hope you noticed that there was an article that was published by the National Enquirer, and they said pilots are committing suicide and they're crashing planes. And I said, you know, and then I emailed them and explained to them the reason that we have a study showing that it depletes serotonin up to 74%. That's the happy hormone. Well, take away the happy hormone and guess how you feel then. Anyway, people are committing suicide. Then I got in contact with a Delta pilot who called and said, look, over here at Delta, I mean, we have young pilots. And he said that they are actually using a lot of diet soap and just absolutely getting too much cancer for the age that they are. You know, cancer is an old man's disease. It's not, you know, something that people get right away. And he said there was just so many pilots at Delta getting cancer. And I know there was one woman woke me up one morning. She said her husband was 44 years old and that he got throat cancer. And that's all he was doing was drinking Diet Coke. And I couldn't do, you know, I couldn't get anything done other than that Dr. Blaylock wrote the paper, and then what we would do is give them out to all the steward and stewardesses and to all the pilots. In fact, if you go to my website, mpwhi.com, you'll see some of the letters during the congressional hearings and other letters that pilots wrote, and you'll see one of them that says that you sure did save my life because when I got on the plane, I had too much to carry. And I said, June is Save a Pilot's Month. You're my pilot. I'm saving your life, and you're carrying this home for me. And he laughed. And then before I left, you'll see his letter that we have on there where he had the stewardesses call me up, and he said, look, I'm looking at this list of 92 symptoms, and I've got half of these symptoms. And you know what they say about putting your life in the hands of the pilot. So if you're going to get on a plane, he said that it's absolutely Russian roulette to get on a plane these days. So many pilots are committing suicide. And this is what the National Enquirer is saying, and I've got the article and pasted it in, although you can paste it in yourself. National Enquirer writes article on pilots committing suicide. They don't put diet soda in there. They just let you know that they are, that they are committing suicide. And, you know, you get on and, 'cause usually what I go in and say, hello, fellas, if you're on Diet Coke, I'm out of here. But that's what I've been doing for years and giving out all the packets. And anybody want to leave? You know, otherwise I'm leaving. But they've all been very good about it. When they've got those packets and anybody wants one, they're free. All they've got to do is send a self-addressed, you know, envelope big enough for a couple of documents, and we'll send any pilot one of these packets to keep the planes in the sky.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
There. This is Sally Olcordy. I'm filling in for Ingrid Castle this evening on Immunize Wisely, and we have a caller from Wisconsin, Murr. Welcome, Murr, from Wisconsin. You're talking to Dr. Betty Martini, the world's foremost authority on aspartame.
Thank you. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Betty. I send postcards sometimes to the White House, and I don't know if they get to them, but I figured they're not envelopes, so they can't claim there's powder in there or whatever, and sometimes have artwork and things. But on April 9th, happened to be my daughter's birthday, last year, I sent about aspartame, because everyone was talking about how Trump was drinking all these sodas. You know, whether or not it's true, I think a lot of times they... Anyway, I sent him about you and aspartame, and I addressed this one to Melania in particular for her to look out to take care of him for us. So I don't know if it went through.
I'm glad you know, Alzheimer's wasn't,
there was no Alzheimer's before this, before aspartame.
Well, you know, I've been running around the planet for 30 years about it, but one of the worst things are these people who will give you all this misinformation, and so they, a lot of times they don't take it seriously. They will tell you, don't worry about the methanol, there's more methanol in oranges. But what they don't tell you is that in oranges that there is ethanol, which is the antidote to methanol toxicity, and takes it safely out of your body, so you don't get methanol toxicity from eating an orange, but you sure can get it from using a methanol product or using or aspartame. In fact, you may have just heard. Did you hear them saying that they were recalling sanitizer because it had methanol in it? Whenever they've got something that's coming out and you wonder why they're letting the public know, usually aspartame has something about it. They're probably seeing a lot of patients with methanol. Now, you may have heard the Lopramil. That's the generic for the drug that stops diarrhea. But the thing of it is, then they wouldn't let you buy but one packet at a time. Then when I looked it up, sure enough, it not only had aspartame in it, but diarrhea is number 7 on the list of 92 symptoms. So the more you take, the more diarrhea that you had. But this is what will happen. You'll see them advertising things. It was said in the New York Times that Donald Trump had, that he drank 12 a day. I can't prove that, but that's what the newspaper said. But Biden uses it as well. That's why I can't say a straight sentence, because, you know, he starts to say something and he begins to forget it. So, for instance, many years ago, people started calling me from hospices. What are 30-year-old people getting Alzheimer's from? Mm-hmm. Well, think of Michael Fox. Isn't that what Michael Fox said when he got Parkinson's disease?
Yes.
He said, how'd I get this old man's disease? Well, he was a spokesman, you know, for Diet Pop, and he was addicted to it. And it interacts with L-DOPA. That's how I found out about it. Somebody came in, and every time I got close to him, he would kick out, and his arms would kick out. And a physician visiting me said, hey, find out if he's on NutraSweet. And when I asked to be referred to the world expert, it was Dr. Roberts, and he says he's just drinking a Diet Coke with his L-DOPA, but get him off of it right now if you want him to keep on living. Well, sure enough, I got him off. 4 days later, he was just fine. So, you know, we have all this interaction of drugs, and we also, when you damage the mitochondria of the brain, it makes you older. I think if women knew that, they'd get off of it right away. In fact, one of the attorneys said if they would just take the tea off diet, we'd do just fine, because they had a class action on obesity. You know, if you want to get fat, NutraSweet is where it's at. But
everything's the opposite of what they tell us. Yeah, this card I sent, I did put, you know, your name and your websites and everything, and asked her to look into it. But I think a lot of times the news things are overblown, and they do seem to be very receptive if they do get information to act on it, if they can.
You never know.
And
you know,
it was Alzheimer's. This one coroner, he, you know, wouldn't give his name, but he said, and he was retired then, but he said every skull that he cracked open, you know, in autopsy, reeked of formaldehyde that had aspartame. That was an Alzheimer's patient. You know, it just reeked of formaldehyde when he opened them up.
Well, I don't die. One man from a funeral home said they're using 25% less formaldehyde. And like I said, it's in the medical books under pre-embalming, because that's exactly what it does. And it damages DNA, you know, and it pre-embalms. In fact, in Dr. Monty's book, While Science Sleeps, you actually hear him telling it turns the tissues to plastic.
Mm.
That's what it's doing in your what it's doing in your body.
Yeah, and we have plastic in our system all the time now anyway, because it's just everywhere, you know, in the water and in the food and, you know, where it breaks down, where we just use so much of it, and it's a petroleum product, but, yeah, and then that just increases it. Yeah, you know what, I want to tell on one of the hosts at RBN. He's a medical guy. He's a nurse. And I tried to bring this to his attention, and he kind of scoffed at it and then called it saccharin. And I said, you didn't look at that information, did you? And he, oh, yeah, no. You know, but he made made light of it and, you know, belittled it, and it just annoyed me. So I'm Stephen Elkins, if you're listening, listen up, study it.
Say, listen to me, please. Yes, because not only that, it'll save a lot of other people's lives that hear about it. When I was in the hospital the last time, a woman came up. She said, it's you. And I said, yes, are you okay? She says, well, if you remember me, I just couldn't get pregnant. My grandmother thought I'd never have, should never have grandchildren. And she says, I'm pregnant. You know, it also causes infertility. It's an endocrine disrupting drug that stimulates prolactin, causes infertility. And then if you get off and get pregnant and get back on it, and it's an abortifacient, and then it causes mental retardation and birth defects and all these sort of things. So, you know, every time you save a life, you know, that's one more mm-hmm. person, and they're going to tell somebody else. So I'm very thankful for you doing that. Maybe you saved the president's life, you know.
He's working hard. He's working on things behind the scenes that we're not paying attention to, you know, because it's not in the Talmudia. It's not in the media, you know, and it's so...
Well, that's because of the fake media. That's why you don't hear a lot about aspartame is, you know, I remember the journalist at CNN, we were giving out yellow roses and sympathy cards to someone who had died from aspartame at a diabetic walkathon because it precipitates diabetes and simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, and it destroys the optic nerve. But in any event, that he said, I would have liked to have done the study, but CNN said they had friends at Coke. So, you know, you don't really get the real news out there that would save people's lives. You just don't. You get what they want you to hear. I think Fox News is about as close as you could get to getting the facts. And I don't even, there's many of them I don't even watch because it's just whatever they feed them to feed us. And no thank you.
So. Right. Yeah, I don't have a television. But, you know, whenever you talk about the chewing gum, it reminds me back when I was working in late hours and come up to this one light that, you know, they didn't change the timing for it in the middle of the night. And I'm here chomping on this piece of Big Red, right, full of aspartame. And I'm just chomping it. And this memory, every time I hear talk about it, I think of this memory because it was like my thinking wasn't my own. I'm just here chomping and chomping and chomping and chomping, three or whatever in the morning waiting to turn at this light, you know. And it just really stuck in my mind because it was just so surreal.
Yeah, it's brain fog. And interestingly, that's the first thing people say that goes away when you get off. They say, oh, the brain fog is going away. Headache is number one, and loss of balance is number two. And when they gave it to me and I had a heart attack, I could not stand up. I think that's why they've got signs going up and down hallways that say, call, don't fall. And that's because people can't keep their balance because it destroys the central nervous system. And so many, it ravages every organ in the body. So they have a lot of times, just like I did, I was unable to stand up. And I just got to my computer, walked out of my wheelchair.
So you know, we need to have some really public trials and executions. We really need to have that. I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry Stephen wasn't on with you because he sure would agree with you.
Especially when I think of Rumsfeld.
About what he's been saying.
Such a hideous creature. You know, and it was him that had there in Abu Ghraib, they had his memos up on the columns or whatever, you know, that he stands all day, so these prisoners can stand all day, you know,
right.
And all this other, you know, it's just so hideous. These people are death cult. They're Satanists, you know, and they do hideous things we don't even want to think
now
about.
Now you got the right place. That's exactly what they are. Human beings could not do this to other human beings. You know, if you put in to the internet, just put in, I don't care how many they kill, you know, as long as I get it on the market, put in Rumsfeld's name, it'll come right up. And that's what he's been heard to be saying. And
I'm just reading that at your site, his quote.
Right. Mm-hmm. Another one of his famous quotes was he was going to call in his markers and get it on the market. Well, look at how many times they tried to stop him. They tried to stop getting it on the market, having not one but two U.S. Prosecutors prosecuting for fraud. J.D. Searle, and so that would have been Sam Skinner, and another one. And then after that, then they had the task force, which showed that it was just horrible, that everything they did was horrible, and that wouldn't work. So they said, well, we're just not approving it anyway. They set up a board of inquiry, which you'll find on my website, and they actually, would not approve it. And then Searle turned around and sued them because they wouldn't allow this poison on the market that they already knew would kill millions of people. In fact, just in talking with a doctor, I just happened to say, how many think it's killed? Because, you know, you've got all the birth defects and you've got the interaction with the vaccines, and you've got the interaction with drugs, and you've got all 1,000 pages of medical text of all kinds of diseases. You've got 97 symptoms. On the 92 symptoms. Anyway, you have 92 symptoms on that list, and so, I mean, what have you got but just, you know, an absolute something to put on the market that's a killing machine. That's
Betty,
what you have
Betty,
on the market.
Would you mind telling us more of the symptoms? Because I know that you've listed about seven by now, but if there are 92 symptoms, I would like people to know that their symptoms may have been caused by aspartame. Could you tell us some more popular symptoms?
Yes, I'm going to say I had the list here. Stephen did tell me that he read them, but let me see. You've got four types of seizures.
Oh.
And you've got coma. Death is in there. Blindness is in there. Here's the list right here. I start from the beginning. Okay, we've got headache, dizziness or problems with balance, change in mood, vomiting or nausea, abdominal pain and cramps, change in vision, diarrhea, seizures and convulsions, memory loss, fatigue, weakness, other neurological, rashes, sleep problems, hives, change in heart rate, itching, change in sensation, numbness and tingling, grand mal seizures, local swelling, change in activity level, difficulty breathing, oral sensory changes, change in menstrual pattern, other skin, other problems, localized pain and tenderness, other urogenital problems, change in body temperature, difficulty in swallowing, other metabolic, more bone pain, joint pain, speech impairment, other gastrointestinal. This one just says pain, musculoskeletal, fainting, throat pain, other cardiovascular, change in taste, difficulty with urination, other respiratory, edema, that's swelling, change in hearing, abdominal swelling, change in saliva output, change in urine volume, change in perspiration pattern, eye irritation, unspecified, muscle tremors, petit mal seizures.
Okay, hold on, Betty. We'll be right back after these commercial announcements.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Betty Martini. Thank you, Murr from Wisconsin. I would like you very much, Betty, to continue with the adverse reactions. And if we have time, we're going to take a call from Tom in Utah. Okay? All righty there, Betty? Is Betty still with us?
Hello. Hey, this is Derek.
Oh, hi, Derek. Yes, we lost our guest, I'm sorry to say, but what would you like to say?
Oh, I was going to ask her how to detox, how to get it out of you. Say, my grandmother drinks Diet Coke, and once she, if she quits, how can she get it out? Is that on her website, do you know?
Her website is Mission Possible, but you can I'm not sure if that's – let me check to see what her website is. I want to give you the correct one and everybody else. And you can also probably email her. I will leave her email address with the producer of this program. And if people are interested in getting more information from Dr. Betty Martini, then that would be the way to do it. But let me see what her website is. Make sure I have the correct, giving you the correct website.
Yeah, I think Betty. I was looking at it. I was on it. I was looking at it earlier. I just I didn't see anything about how to detox. I didn't look at the whole, you know, examine the whole website. But
okay, what is the website? Is that missionpossible.com?
It's like mpwhi.com.
mpwhi.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can probably write to her there, and she'll be able to answer your questions. But anyway, so are you having is your mother or whomever that you're speaking about, is she having symptoms that like the ones that Betty had been describing?
I think so. Like when she eats, it's like anytime she eats, it's almost like she sneezes or not sneezes, but coughs, almost like it, you know, she calls it, she thinks she has indigestion or something, and I've tried to get her to quit drinking these things, and I don't think she drinks a lot. She's 87, but,
well, I wanted to ask if it's in beer and alcohol, you know, because I know the contents in beer are a big secret. Nobody knows what's in it. They have no list of ingredients. And likewise with alcohol, you really don't know what you're getting. And a lot of people drink beer. Let's face it.
That's true. All right, I'll look it up on the website. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. We only have like a minute left, and I would like to thank my guests, Dr. Betty Martini, and her knowledgeable guest, Stephen Fox. This is October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. Last month was September Aspartame Awareness Month, and I couldn't get Betty on in time to promote that. However, we ask you kindly to go to facebook.com/October Vaccine Injury and leave us a message if you are planning any kind of an event, even if it's a virtual event, for October, because we're trying to get the word out. You'll find banners there that you can ask local shopkeepers to put in their window and help promote this awareness of vaccine injury and death. The black ribbon is our symbol. So anyway, this is Sally L. Cordy, normally the host of Vaccine Free America, guest hosting for Ingrid Castle on Immunize Wisely. I want to thank my producer for doing a wonderful job this evening. Thanks so much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.